Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll with you.
Oh, that's right. We are right here in Stark Fastest Gallery. It is the day before Turkey Day. And we have Senator Floyd Nicholson with us here today, being able to get ready for Turkey Day. And I bet, Floyd, you're going to be looking forward to Turkey Day.
I always look forward to Turkey Day because I think Thanksgiving is one of the most celebrated holidays there is, and I always look forward to giving thanks on that day, and not only on that day, but every day.
Well, you know, I think it's one of those holidays that, other than cooking a lot of food, there's not much else to do, and that makes it nice.
It really is. You know, you just sort of lay around, relax, eat, relax, eat, relax.
Football.
And go to sleep.
Yeah. Go to sleep. That's right. Enjoy some parades, but enjoy family. Are your boys going to be home?
Yes, that's the most important thing. Just spending time with family, you know, just being there together, because I think it's precious to spend time with family because, you know, tomorrow's not promised. And do everything you can to spend time and loving your families.
Absolutely. Well, I know it's been a good year for you, but part of the reason I wanted you to come on here today, Floyd, was Governor Nikki Haley did not really think that you were doing that good a job down there. Can you explain to us how you got the grade that you got when she graded all of the senators and representatives down there? I hate to say it, but I see an F.
Well, you know, Floyd begins with an F, and I think she was just going to spell my name, and she left the rest of the letters out and just put F down for Floyd.
Or maybe she meant favorite.
That's exactly right.
Well, what can you tell us about this now, Floyd?
Ed, I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I think when you think about certain issues that you want to have passed, you know, by the legislature and everything, and you go out and you grade people whether they support you on these issues and everything, I don't think that's a fair way to do things, you know. I think the grade comes from the people that you serve, your constituents, what they think about what you're doing and everything. And what I think about, I don't care what the issue is, I think how it's going to affect the people in my district, and not only people in my district, but the state. Is it something good for the state? So I try to base my decision on what's best for the people, whether it's for what a person want or not. I think of what's best for the people. And, you know, if it's not in agreement with her beliefs and everything, that's fine, because everyone is entitled to their beliefs the way they think things should be.
Absolutely. I mean, and after all, you have to vote your conscience.
Exactly, because I have to live with myself. You know, each night I have to lay down and think, you know, have I done what I consider right and what's I consider morally right for the people, and that's what I base my decisions upon.
Now, one of the things, I mean, you had one or two, God, Floyd, you only agreed with her on two things. On the Medicaid flexibility proviso, you voted, I guess, against that one, you opposed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why did you oppose that?
You know, Medicaid is something that's very important, you know, and a lot of time, especially for the poor people. And one thing I think about is health care is very important to everybody. You know, the wealthy, they don't worry because they have insurance and they can get the best possible health care possible. But what about the poor people who don't have it? And they need health care also. And we need to make sure that we provide funds to the people that cannot afford health care, because it's one of the most important things there is, because growing up without health care, I know what it's like, you know. When you have a condition, you can't go to the doctor, you know, because you don't have the insurance proper coverage. So I was just opposed to that.
And that had to do with, what did it
funding.
Actually, with the funding for
yes.
the Medicaid, right?
Yes, funding for the Medicaid, you know, cuts in that, you know, and everything. And, you know, we live in a rural area of Polk County, and we have a lot of people that don't have health care, you know. And it's not just people not working, there are a lot of working people that don't have health care. And we need to make sure that we can provide health care for all individuals.
Well, speaking of health care, what do you think about where we're at with the national health care bill that now is going to be up in front of the Supreme Court? Kind of unusual. A lot of people have said the fact that they're actually going to spend 5 hours debating this. What do you think about this, Floyd?
You know, it's hard to say because it's a very complicated bill. It's a you know, I have not had a chance to study it. I don't know many people that really had a chance.
Well, isn't that one of the problems? They passed this bill and nobody read it? Wasn't that what the joke
exactly,
was?
Exactly, because they said it was about 1 million pages and everything, you know, and I think it had some good points in there because, you know, I think about, like I said, health care for everyone, you know, but I think you really can't force people into a situation and everything, but we make sure that they have access to it if they need it, you know. So it's going to be very interesting.
It is going to be interesting. And one of the things I actually had Congressman Trey Gowdy on, he said one of the biggest issues about this, if the government can force you to buy health care, what else can they force you to do? That is really the outcome, the long-range outcome. I think it has to do with the Commerce Clause.
Right, yeah. And I can see that point because I don't think it's the responsibility of government to force people to do anything. You know, government is supposed to be a service for the people, you know, by the people and everything. So, you know, it's a very complicated bill, but the bottom line is, what can we do to make sure that everyone have access to good health care? That's the bottom line.
You know, I think one of the things that just really astounds me every time I hear about somebody going to the hospital is the cost for some of these tests, $6,000, $7,000, just for tests. There should be some way to just bring all this pricing down, I would think. You know, if we, I don't know, free market, I don't know whether that would make a difference, but that seems to be the issue to me.
It is. It's one of the most important issues there is because I was just reading an article in the paper the other day where it's talking about doctors reducing their charges, you know, and everything because it is astronomical. You know, I've been there and I look at the bill, wow, you know, it's amazing what you pay for some of those tests and everything, you know, and so that's one of the biggest things.
It is. The health care is unbelievable. So to get back to your report card here now, so you voted, you opposed the governor on health care, on Medicare,
mm-hmm.
the flexibility proviso.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like the budget veto sustained. Now, can you explain to us? You and Senator Billy O'Dell voted the same way on this one.
That's basically based on overriding the vetoes that the governor had vetoed, you know, in the budget and everything, because we thought it was very important issues that need to be passed and everything. So, we overrode her vetoes.
How do you think since you've gotten this your working relationship, are you going to try to improve? Do you think you'll be getting another report card next year? You know, she probably will do this again. I would think if she does one, she would do one again.
Yes, she probably will, and that's her prerogative. If she wants to do it, she can do it and everything. But like I'm down there, it depends upon the issue and how I feel it's going to affect the people. Is it something that's going to benefit the people or is something that's going to be beneficial to our state? You know, I will still vote my conscience of based upon how it's going to affect the people that I serve because I'm elected by the people, not just to go along with her agenda, to go along with the agenda that's best for the citizens of this community and our state.
So in other words, you may get another F.
I might get another F, and I have to take the course over again.
I think you're hoping you can take the course over because I understand you're up for election again next year.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing that impressed me about this list is this looks like, maybe it didn't, but it looks like this took quite a bit to put this together, because every senator, every House of Representatives person that is in the state had to was graded.
Right, exactly.
And I would think that's a tremendous amount of time, unless there's a quick program you can just pop this into.
No, it takes time because you know I'm a former educator. I taught school, and I know how much time it took to correct papers and to come up with grades for my former students and everything. And you know, I had to do it. I didn't have another staff doing it, looking at things and everything. So it does take time to make sure that they did the work and everything was done correctly.
That's right. So, because, I mean, these are important. I noticed Billy O'Dell, he got a B, and you guys are sweet mates.
Yes, uh-huh.
What did Billy say about that? I mean, you know, was he shocked that you got an F?
Yeah, he told me, you know, he was going to give me some remedial help, you know, down the road and everything, so...
He's going to give you some help. He's going to give you some pointers.
Yes, Yes.
Have you talked to Governor Haley about this?
No.
No? You have not? Okay.
No.
All right. I mean, I just wanted to check and see if you'd gone to her and talked to her about this. Well, we had a call come in, and
okay.
We are going to be taking calls for Floyd here, those that support or against. You know, one thing you say, you know, there were some articles in the paper,
mm-hmm.
and people were saying that some said, you know, you should get an F, some said you should get an A.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about all that?
Well, I think each individual is entitled to their own opinion, you know, and so, you know, I don't get upset over things like that because everyone is entitled to their opinion, and, you know, I don't care what I do, it's not going to please everyone, but I still think about, I try to make the right decision as to what effect it's going to have with the people that I serve and what's best for the people I serve.
Absolutely. Are you going to run for office next year?
Yes, I'm planning on it.
You didn't let this discourage you?
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay, just checking. Okay, that's good. That means we'll be hearing more from Floyd. Okay, Jesse Clarkson wishes Floyd was still the mayor. Believes Floyd was a fiscal conservative that understood Greenwood is meat and potatoes, not Lobster Newberg. He liked the projects that you brought up were practical. How about that?
Well, thank you very much. You know, like I say, I've always tried to think about what's best, and you have to make sound fiscal decisions. Think about the future and everything. I try to do it in my own personal life, and especially when you think about the fiscal responsibilities you have of people, you know, when you're dealing with their money, you have to try to make decisions that's going to be best for the people based upon the assets that you have, you know, and everything, you know, and you have to think about down the road. Planning down the road, you know, putting a little back for the future because you never know what's going to come up tomorrow, and you want to try to have some finances available to deal with the problems that you're going to be confronted with down the road.
You are absolutely right. Hey, we are here with Senator Floyd Nicholson. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, immigration, health care. I don't know what all we're going to be talking about. Redistricting. He's got a new district that he's going to have to cover. So don't you go away. We'll be right back. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
Yeah.
Hey,
Wednesday,
happy
days. You want to ask
that? Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll.
That's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Questions and comments are coming in for Floyd right here. You know, I didn't realize this, but 46 senators are all up for re-election next year. So the primary will be in June. The election will be in November. And, you know, one of the issues that really needs to be taken up, Floyd, and everybody that got elected and talked about it was, of course, redoing the tax system for South Carolina. I don't know how many times I heard it was like a garden hose and being patched. What's on the agenda? Is that something we're going to take up this year?
I don't think anything will be taken up dealing with the tax structure in the state with this upcoming year, with it being election year and everything, you know, because even this past year, after the report came back from the track commission, you know, some things we need to do, nothing was taken up, you know, and I don't think anything will be taken up this upcoming year dealing with the tax structure here in our state.
You know, that's a shame. We you know, I'm not a politician. I'm just a talker here. But I think it is appalling that we don't look out for what's right for our state and people get together. I mean, we certainly have enough time to put this together or at least start making strides on things. And you know, if you're on the wrong side, if you come down and you did the right thing for your constituents or what you believe was right for the state, and the people say, hey, we don't want it anymore, then so be it. But this political partisanship that keeps happening, it's killing us.
I agree with you totally, Ann, because there's too much partisan politics, you know, to get things done. here in our state, other states, and on a national level, you know, if we could really just sit down and compromise and work together and come up with solutions to the problems that we have here, we could move our state and our nation forward. You know, I just think years ago, I think they had that ability in our state legislature because they were willing to work together, you know, cross the aisle, you know. They disagreed, but they disagreed in a respectable manner. And when it came down to it, they were willing to work together because they knew what they needed to do to move our state forward. And that's why we made so much progress in the years to pass. But now I think it's all about the party, you know, and we don't want to relinquish the party politics, you know, to move the state forward. Because until we learn to work together, unite together, and say, hey, this is what's best for the citizen, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you're a citizen. And until we come to that point and say, we're going to work together, we won't be able to move the state forward.
Well, if we were talking about a football team, we have to get them all on the same side of the field and all pushing for that one goal, don't we?
Totally. You know, back when I coached in the 70s, that was one of the things. I never will forget the year 1976 when we won the state championship. We started out sort of divided, and then the team came together as a unit, you know. It was not about a superstar or anything. It's about, hey, we a team. We got to work together. We lost two or three games, but then we went on to win the state championship because we came together as a unit. One, let's do whatever. And everybody said, I'm going to contribute my part. You contribute your part. And let's worry about the team getting the credit, you know, not an individual getting the credit.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we have to think about here. When our state get the credit, you know, not an individual legislator, you know, is I'm working for the betterment of the state, you know. And even although you represent a certain district, you think you have to think about what's best for the state. Because I don't think it's good for one area to progress and you have other areas that are regressing and everything. So let's think about what's best for the entire state.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And the tax system has been said over and over. It's a problem. I don't know how many people have sat in that chair right there and said, oh, we need to do something about it. And now you're telling me probably not something that will be taken up next year because there's election coming up.
Yes, that's true, Ann.
You know, I think that goes right to the federal level on that super committee.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the super committee? I was appalled to find out that, you know, at the last hour they weren't going to pull something out and say, oh, by the way, we did have this million-page document we wanted to show you.
Yeah. You know, when the whole body couldn't come up with a solution, I figure, how are you going to appoint a few to come up with a solution to a major problem when they are already divided, you know, and everything? And so I just figured it would be hard for that group to come up with a solution to our federal deficit problem and what we need to do as a nation, you know. And that, like I say, still, you have Republicans and Democrats traveling in the business. They thinking about what the party's going to say.
Sure. And then probably, you know, we have another year before these triggers take effect. I had no idea that it was a whole nother year, and yet we're going to, they're going to be able to talk about it, pound their chests about it, pound the podium about it, and then probably not do anything because how many are going to be up for reelection?
Well, you know, next year is election year.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you think our country can actually wait, though, Floyd? I mean, seriously.
There's some serious decisions need to be made right now for our country to be respected as the power it used to be and to move our country forward, you know, and everything. Because there are too many things, and until the people realize, hey, we got to get off this bandwagon about the partisan politics, and let's just come to consensus here. We know what's best for the people, but we don't want to give in to the parties, you know. And until they can sit down and say, hey, this is what we need to do if we want our country to go forward.
Absolutely. I love to hear that the whips were whipping them into shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't that just drive you nuts to hear that? Yes, we're going to get you to vote our way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a case of unbelievableness. We are here talking with Floyd Nicholson. He is our senator from this area. He has added a bigger area that he's going to have to go out and start working with. And, of course, Shane Massey, his district has changed some. So we're going to be talking about that when we come back. We'll also want to talk about some of the good things. You just got an award here And you've been giving out a lot of nice things here in the last few months, bringing money into this area and giving out some nice awards. It's good to see, Floyd, that you're always looking out for this Greenwood area.
You know, this is an area I've lived in all of my life and everything. I love the area, and I just thought, you know, you never know. So I just went down and asked for some funds, you know, from PRT, and they said, okay. And I say, there were several projects I knew in our area that really needed some additional funds, and I said, hey. And I was just fortunate enough to get the funds and everything. You never know until you ask.
Absolutely. You know? You are exactly right. Well, we are going to hear a word from South Carolina News. When we come back, we're going to be talking about immigration. Gosh, we need to talk about also United Way. You're the head of that, co-chairman on that. So when we come back, we'll be talking about these issues. Give us a call if you've got a question, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
That's right. We're back here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, it is a beautiful day out there. Price of gold, folks. Price of gold had come down a little bit this morning. We're going to just double-check that real quick and give you an update on the price of gold. So many people are looking for some money to be able to spend, not only for Thanksgiving, but also coming up for the holidays. So if you would like to get the most for your money, for your gold, come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We are going to pay you the most. That is the big thing about it. We're going to pay you the most. So you got to come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. It looks like right now I'm not going to be able to give it to you, but before we go, I will give you that price. But do come see us. Gold is still so much higher than it was even 6 months ago, so come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We're going to buy the jewelry as jewelry. We're going to buy the gold at the highest prices. We're going to pay you for the diamonds. Whether it's gold or silver, you can get it right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And, of course, we sell at the lowest prices. Floyd, I need to ask you a question. Does this make sense? I pay the most and I sell for the least. What's the deal here? Am I in trouble?
No, Ann, that's just your kind, giving heart that you have, and that's why you do such excellent business here at Sharp Facet, because you are so committed to giving back to the community.
I try to, Floyd. I hope I'm going to be here. But anyways, come see us. If you've got a question about gold or whatnot for Sharp Facets, that's 229-6613. That's 229-6613 right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. All right. Well, Floyd, one of the things that is out there is that immigration law that was passed. Now, where were you on the immigration law? Did you vote for or against it?
I voted against the immigration law because, first of all, the immigration issue is a federal issue, you know. That's what our federal government should be doing. And, you know, a few years ago, they passed the immigration law. And, you know, let's enforce what we already have on the books. And I think, you know, and that has to be do with e-verifying, you know, employees that you had working for you and everything. It started off if you had over 100 employees, and then it went down to if you just had one, you had to e-verify that they were legal and everything. And I think if you would have stayed in the guidelines there and followed that, I think that was enough going with the federal regulation, because really I don't believe in just passing law to have something on the book. And I think this is what happened with this immigration law here, because we're talking about, you know, if you stop someone, say a Hispanic or some other nationality, for some other offense, a traffic violation, then you can check to see if they are legal or not. You cannot just stop, you know, you see somebody and you think, oh, I don't think they are legal, and just stop them, you know, racial profiling and
correct,
everything. And I really don't think it has been too vintage. You know, you stop, you say you're not legal, you're going to detain them, and then the federal government have to come and get them. When is the federal government going to come and pick them up? You know, what extra burden is that going to place on your city and county detention centers if you're going to hold these people, you know, incarcerated, waiting on the federal government to come and get them? You know, so I just didn't believe it was a good sound law dealing with the immigration issue that we have here in our state.
Well, of course, it was very similar to the law in Arizona.
Yes.
And, of course, now the federal government is coming back and they're suing, right?
Yes.
Yes, they're part of a suit. So this, of course, will go, I don't know when it'll come up. Probably, what, after the election? Is that what you're going to tell me?
2013.
You know, it's a heck of a situation to be in a holding pattern when our country needs so much help.
Exactly, exactly. We just say, let's put it on hold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is an issue that has to be addressed, but that one is coming up. The health care is, I think, is scheduled for March of next year. We are, of course, the state of South Carolina is part of this suit that is taking it to the Supreme Court.
Right. And just wait to see how they're going to rule.
Do you think we'll get a decision? I've talked to several people about this before the election, or do you think it'll come up right as the election is about to come up? Prediction.
Probably come up 1st of December.
1st of December next year? Okay, Floyd. Well, you're a ball of enthusiasm and positive thinking here, Floyd.
You know, it's very interesting when you have election year, special national election, everything going on, you know. It's hard to say if things are going to be ruled on, you know.
Are you guys going back after the first of the year and go into session?
Yes. Middle of January, we'll be back down, you know, starting another year. And it's going to be an interesting year because, as you know, we just had redistricting and the Senate plan was approved and everything. And all 46 Senate districts have new areas in it. In my area, I go into McCormick and Saluda now. I did have a part of Lawrence. I relinquished that over in Cross Hill, but I still have majority of Greenwood, Abbeville, part of McCormick, and part of Saluda counties. You know, previously, each senatorial district was made up about 85,000 or 86,000 people, but with the growth we've had in the state from the last census, each senatorial district now will be about 100,000 people. So I had to pick up about 14,000 people. So that's why I had to expand in some of the other areas.
Now, is that going to be, I have no idea. Is 85,000 a lot of people to handle, shall we say? Is going to 100,000 going to be more difficult or not?
You know, it just depends upon where you are. If you're in some of the large metropolitan areas, you know, where you have a lot of people, it's not that bad. But when you get into the rural areas like we have, where people are sort of spread out and everything, you know, it can be difficult because you have more territory to cover, you know, and everything. Especially, you know, when you're human, some in Saluda, they call you, want you there, then McCormick, Abbeville, Greenwood. It's really spread out, but when you have a large urban area, you know, people congested well together, you're not spread out as far, so it's not as demanding on you covering as much territory. But, you know, in rural areas, it does require you to cover much more territory.
Are the issues any different between the areas that you're going to be covering?
No. I think basically they're about the same everywhere. You know, you think about main thing is jobs, creating jobs, because when you think about getting the economy back in place, it's all about jobs. When people have good jobs, you have money in the circulation. People are working, they have money to spend. You have more money in the circulation, and that's what the economy is based around, you know, having money into circulation. So it's about creating jobs, you know, and I think statewide we've been very fortunate, you know, in the past, I'd say, couple of years. You know, Boeing is a big plus for the state, and not only just Boeing, but other spin-off companies that will come.
The tire,
you know.
We got to be the tire capital of the United States.
Oh yes, now you know, tire go down to Aiken, you know, and everything. That's great. And over in Lawrence, you know, the German engine company over there. All of those are going to be plus, and then we can think about the other small spin-off companies that will be coming in, and hopefully we can generate some things right here in Greenwood because we need jobs here in this community also. Although some of the companies that we have here are doing exceptionally well right now. You know, I was out at Eaton Electrical, and they are doing dynamic. You know, they are just...
They're working all the time.
Yes, and it's good, you know, at the holidays. Eaton Hydraulics is doing great, you know. So we have a lot of companies that are doing well, you know, and hopefully we can continue to grow these companies, and they can hire additional people also.
Well, I did notice at least the overall unemployment for the state has come down another few points.
Yes, and that's good to see, you know, and everything, because, you know, we were suffering for a while, but we could see statewide the impact, because I think with Boeing, they're building the plant, construction jobs are up in some of these new plants that are coming up, you know, the construction jobs, and with them starting some of the production and everything, it's a big boost, you know, because it's all about having good jobs where people can, you know, say, hey, I got a job now, I can go out and buy some of the things I really need. Maybe not what I want, but some of the needs that they have, and get money back into circulation. And, of course, to come by Sharps Facet and get some of the dynamic jewelry you have in there.
Absolutely. I appreciate that plug there, Floyd. Now, Governor Haley has worked very hard, along with a lot of other people, but they have really worked hard to make some, what shall we say, concessions to be able to get some of these businesses here. We do need to give her some kudos for doing that.
Yeah, and I agree, and that's what it's all about. You know, when you think about putting the state out there, competing to get new industry coming to our state, we have to have certain incentives because the other states are doing it.
Absolutely.
They are doing it, so we got to be right in the ball game with them. So we got to work and have the incentives. And one of the main things I commend her is putting money into the Department of Commerce, because in the past, the Commerce Department did not have funds, and they were not out there, because they got to be out there on the land. If we are really going to be strong and trying to recruit industry into our state, the Department of Commerce has to be out there on the land. You know, we cannot just rely on the individual counties to have their, say, economic developers working. You know,
sure.
They got to be working with the state, and the state has to, it has to be a team effort, working together to promote all parts of our state. You know, down in Charleston, they've been going good. Hey, we got to get some of that up to the upper state now. And hopefully with Bobby Hitt, who was up at BMW, knowing about the upper state, we can get some of those industries to come into our area up here and boost our economy.
Absolutely. Well, you know, what do you think about what's happening with the NLRB? What do you think? Are we going to get there? Are they going to resolve this, or are they going to keep holding them up?
Boeing will be up and running. I think that's going to be resolved, and I think Boeing is going to be up and running. They're going to get it resolved, and it's going to be there.
It's going to be there. Well, I certainly hope so. They certainly have made such a commitment. But, you know, the other thing you got to say, if it was a smaller company unable to compete and have the money and the backing behind them, it would be tough for them to survive what they're going through with the U.S. government.
Yes, definitely. You know, and I think with Boeing, with its finance and everything, they can get up a turn. That's why I say, you know, and just like you said, if it was a smaller country, they probably would have had to fold, you know, and just give up everything. But I think Boeing, with its financial backers and everything, I think they're going to be okay.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the United Way, and you're being a co-chairman on that, what you see coming in on that. I know it would be a good time to be thinking about it since it is the giving season, right, Floyd?
Yes, yes, the right time.
The right time. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Right, we're back here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Gold has come back up here, folks. We're trading right now at $1,694. That's right at $1,700. I say, hey, that's a great price to sell gold. If you're going to want to be out there getting taking advantage of some of the deals that are out there on Black Friday. You know, I talked about this. Peggy and I talked about Black Friday. That was traditionally the days that businesses went into the black. I would like to know a business that can actually say, hey, we're in the black. We've been in the red. We've tried to be in the green. We've been blue. We're hoping to get into the black, folks, before Christmas sometime. There's going to be a lot of good deals, and the bottom line is, if you want to be able to take advantage of them, come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're paying the most, and I don't just say that. Ask anybody that knows. We do pay the most. And today, our very special guest is Senator Floyd Nicholson. He's getting ready for Thanksgiving, going to have family there. And you also have taken on being co-chairman of the United Way.
Yes, and the reason why I accepted that, because the United Way is an agency I truly believe in. You know, Mamie and myself, when we first got married, we said we're going to get involved in the community. We're going to be doing things in the community to give back to the community. Regardless of what we have, there's something we can give back to help the community, because I think it's very important if you live in a community, do something to give back to the community to help those that are in need. And that's what the United Way is about, helping those people that are in need. You know, myself and Ron Melinda, who was the general manager out at Capsule Jail for a long time, retired. We took on the task, and we came because Ron also believes in the United Way. And we say, hey, Greenwood is a giving community. We want to do everything we can to tell people about United Way, the services provided by United Way, and why it's important to give to the United Way. You know, we set a goal of $1.25 million, and you say, wow, that's tough in these tough economic times.
Sure.
But if you go and explain people and tell what the money is being used for, people will give. And this has been real successful so far. You know, at the beginning of the drive, we always have what we call the pay setter drive, mm-hmm. where you have certain companies or businesses say they are going to do their campaign early, you know, and try to get a feel of how the overall campaign is going to be. So far, the pay setters have raised over $500,000 of that $1.25 million. And I just
that
think
is awesome.
In these tough times, you know, we're going around to industries. Some of these businesses that industries have increased their giving some by 400 and 500%.
Wow.
And that just tells you, though, when people know that they are supporting an agency that's helping other people, they give. You know, and that's what the United Way is about, because all of the funds, about 98% of the funds, go directly to the agencies right here in Greenwood and Abbeville, because United Way support those two counties. It's not like a lot of it going for administrative costs. They go directly to the agencies that they serve. You know, they have 24 partner agencies, and they provide very valuable services here in our community.
Well, one of the things I like about what they do is every year an agency has to be vetted.
Yes, yes.
And I think that makes a big difference. It's not just you got it one year, okay, we'll write the check the next year.
No, they have to be vetted. They have to prove that they are doing what they say
they're doing.
That's right. You know, and that's so important, because you just write a check and say, oh, it don't check up. But they are being vetted every year to make sure that they are doing what they say they're doing. That's so important, you know.
Sure. And they actually have a group that goes out and checks and talks to the people and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do in government, start checking, make sure.
Wouldn't that be a unique concept? Yeah, let's check out here. What are they doing here? You're absolutely right. Well, so a lot of people are getting involved in this. You've already raised over $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
The next push, what do you see, Floyd?
I see it being very productive, because we still have a lot of agents doing a lot of things, like the schools really get involved. You know, they have competitions and everything. And some of the industries still have not reported yet. They have different things they be doing, raffles and everything. And I just think, you know, it's a great agency, because I think one of our biggest responsibilities is helping each other. You know, we talked about working together, so we got to unite together to help those people that are in our community that are less fortunate, that are going through tough times. And I know talking to the people like over at the food bank, you know, they are saying people are coming in now that have never had to go there.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot of people that are working have to go there, because they have to choose between whether I get my medication now or whether I buy food, you know, put it on the table. And it's good that we have agencies that are out there that can help people in the tough times and everything. And that's what it's all about, reaching out that helping hand to help those people that are less fortunate in our community. And that's what the United Way is about.
You know, you couldn't be more right about it. And I know so many people are trying to help people on their streets or in their church or, you know. And I think it's important that we do a, you know, a hand up.
Yes. Yes.
It shouldn't be a steady support. It should be a handout to help people get back on their feet.
Exactly, and that's what we need. And Greenwood has been known to be a caring community, you know, to reach out to those individuals because there's something that each one of us can do. And that's why I've always been one to try to help those that need help because you never know. Tomorrow,
I could be
in that situation and everything. And good that we have agencies that are out there to help people that really need the help.
Yes, and there are so many possibilities. We had the Salvation Army on earlier, and they had four. This will be the largest number of angel, you know, the angel trees that they do, about 450 kids on this. That's a tremendous amount. They had requests for over 550, and they were able to verify 450.
You know, and I know a lot of times we talk about Christmas being commercial, but just thinking about a little kid waking up and not having anything. You know, and I think it's so many of us that can do things to make sure that that kid wakes up and have a wonderful Christmas day.
Absolutely. Well, what is there? Many hands make light work?
Yes, exactly.
Many people volunteering and putting a present in here and a present in there, it's going to add up.
That's right. It'll add up, you know, and we'll just have a big, joyful, happy community, and we'll remember the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, you know, we've been hit pretty hard, and it's been, you know, this has been going on so much longer than I think anybody had the idea that it would. I think a lot of businesses, I think a lot of people, they're just weary.
Yes, they really are, Ann, and just like you were saying, I know we got Black Friday coming up. Those people going out to shop on Black Friday, I want you to remember one thing, the small businesses that we have in the community. And that the small businesses are the backbone of our community. Let's patronize them also.
Absolutely.
Because they provide a very valuable service, and they're the backbone of our community. So let's make it a Black Friday for all of them also.
Well, you know, where do they go when they want a donation? Where do organizations go? They go to those small local businesses. It's time to make sure you support them. And besides, my feeling is, Floyd, if everybody shopped local this Christmas, we could probably do away with that 1 cent additional sales tax. We could retire that.
Yes.
What do you think about that? I think that would be a Christmas present, Floyd.
That would be a good one, Ed. And like I say, Ed, I think you made a key point. Shop locally. You know, that's one thing we've always tried to do, you know, and everything. Shop locally. Let's support our local businesses because when you want, just like Ann said, United Way, we're asking these local businesses to support United Way. So we got to support them. It's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. So make sure we support all of our local businesses here in our community.
Absolutely. You are listening to WLMA right here in Greenwood. Yes, Floyd, I certainly hope you have a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
And I wish the same for you and your entire staff here at the business. And I just always thank you all for the great job that you do here in keeping the local community informed of what's going on in our community. You do a great job, and also you do a great job with your business here. And I wish each one of you a very happy Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you so much, Floyd Nicholson, Senator Floyd Nicholson, here on WLMA right here in Greenwood. We'll be here at Sharp Fastest till 6 o'clock. We are taking the day off tomorrow, Floyd.
Oh, there, you would really enjoy that. And I know you said, you know, being in the red, I see you have a lot of red decorations up in here. So maybe if you put up the black, it'll turn.
Black decorations. There you go. All right, Floyd, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and I always enjoy being with you.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.